This is Managing Mayhem,
brought to you by two lawyers and a layman.
Because good intentions are not a legal defense.
Wait, I'm sorry, they're not? Okay, well, let's get going then.
Hi, and welcome to Managing Mayhem, a workplace podcast released every 2 weeks. Each episode, we cover a new topic to help HR managers and employees navigate the daily workplace mayhem. I'm Jeff.
I'm Patty.
And I'm Jack. And I'm here to get the info.
Well, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. I hope everyone had a great holiday weekend. I know you guys did because you were with us.
Yeah.
That means it was the best.
And Dad did not produce a dry turkey. It was really good.
And I do think turkey is hard to do.
Yeah, and I'm not going to complain because I don't cook.
Turkey is...
I think everyone has to have dry turkey, or is it just us?
That's why they invented gravy.
Right, literally. Unless you're deep frying it, which is a whole...
safety hazard.
Yeah, I will take dry over a house fire or yard fire.
Like an oil fire in your driveway.
Truly, send help. Okay, so what are we talking about today?
Well, in 2023, one consistent inquiry Jeff and I are getting is the struggle is real for employers what to do with marijuana in the drug testing process. Not that they're not going to have a drug testing program, but do they have to, should they, you know, continue testing all forms of testing for marijuana? So that's a question we're going to discuss today.
So what are the different kinds of drug testing?
All right. So you have pre-employment, which is make a job offer, they do the drug tests. Comes back clean to get the job.
That's the name, pre-employment.
Right. Yeah, random drug testing, which is random, periodic, sporadic throughout the year.
So scary.
Reasonable suspicion is when you believe someone's impaired or under the influence of drugs at work, and so you know, test them. Mm-hmm. And then post-accident, which is after an accident.
Right. So there are four categories, essentially, of when you'll drug test. Pre-employment, random, post-accident, and reasonable suspicion.
Right.
Have you guys ever been drug tested?
No.
I have.
You have?
Is a reasonable suspicion? No, I'm just...
I was going to say what? Was, do you want to talk about
my
it?
My mom.
At the Disney store. it was crazy. No. I just had a pre-employment one.
Where?
Public Defender's Office, Twin Falls.
How'd it go?
I got the job.
Have you, Mom, ever been?
No, never been drug tested. And I'm assuming that they don't drug test actors, right?
No, they just assume. They just assume it's going to come back spicy.
That's a big part of the SAG negotiations right now. It's AI and drug testing.
That's the one they're not talking about.
Right.
Well, of course, you've never been drug tested, Mom. You've run your own business for a long time. So it's really been free for all.
You found a little loophole.
You know, interesting. Even when I was a prosecutor, they didn't drug test. I guess they figure, you know.
It was the 80s.
It was the 80s.
So they were making assumptions.
And I found a loophole.
Lawyers weren't.
The 80s in California. So.
So we don't have a lot of experience over here.
But we have had amazing stories from clients about the collection of urine specimens for their testing. The one that stands out to me is where the test came back that it wasn't human urine. It was animal urine. And
just envision the person like wrangling their cat in the house.
That's just too much to wrap my head around. I can't.
How would you even would you have it go into like a water bottle?
I don't know.
Yeah,
like funnel. An empty Gatorade.
I'll tell you this. I will say this because although I haven't been drug tested a number of times, but my clients have when I was working at the public defender's office. And there's like a whole industry about getting around drug tests. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what do they do?
There are fake apparatuses that are meant to look like certain genitalia.
Okay.
What?
That also stores someone else's clean urine.
Wait.
I don't know, what else do you want?
Is it like a squeeze pump? Another podcast is talking about Taylor Swift and who she's dating, and we're talking about apparatuses to avert a drug test.
It had a good name. I'll have to. It was like the Wizinator or something.
And you just keep it warm by rubbing your thighs together.
Right.
We have had people strap the urine from a friend, you know, in a baggie onto their, like, thigh.
A very good friend.
Very good friend. And you hope they are a clean friend.
Yeah,
that's right.
But the temperatures, it shows that there's a drop in temperature.
You're not alive. I feel like people learn a lot about themselves from their drug test. It's like, you're not human. And that person right. went, oh my God, I was right. I'm from another planet.
I knew all along. Animorphs. No, I mean, aside from, yeah,
the creative ways to get around it.
But the reality is, like, why are we doing it? What are the trends? What's going on, right? And we get this question a lot, like, should we even do it? And especially, today we're going to talk about marijuana.
Okay.
Right.
Obviously, if you're going to do pre-employment, you're gonna have a panel for meth and all the other heroin, all the other drugs.
Okay.
Cocaine, unless it's the 80s in right. Southern California. Mm-hmm. But marijuana is really, I mean, that's the big question we get is, should we be doing this? It's legal in our state or it's illegal in our state, but we're right next to Oregon? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Or companies, I would imagine, who are across various states have right. to navigate.
Mm-hmm.
Can we discipline for something? Are there protections in that state against people who are using medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, depending on its legality?
Right.
All right. So the focus today really is going to be on what are employers moving away from? What are they trending away from in terms of marijuana testing?
Okay.
And what we're seeing is pre-employment and random testing are the ones that people are like, calling the thing. Can we lose those? Because
right. they're probably popping up a lot more because of the legality.
Exactly. Do we really want to be testing something? We don't test for alcohol pre-employment. Mm-hmm. And so do we want to test for something that's legal in many states and that off-duty use? And do we even care as long as they're not impaired at work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing that's unique about marijuana in particular is it stays in your system. And so when you do the drug test, it's going back like 30 days.
Crazy.
Versus
sometimes 90.
Yeah. Right. A hair sample.
Right.
Versus even other drugs like meth or heroin, they don't stay in your system that long. And so you're going to disqualify a candidate who was in Oregon a month ago
right.
versus someone who was hammered last night or, you know, taking other drugs that it went through their system quicker. I mean, I just think that's the issue with marijuana is on all these tests, it's going to pop up.
It lasts longer.
Right.
And I wonder, too, if it's bringing up the conversation of just stigma in general by roping in marijuana with meth and heroin and other hard drugs that we're testing for, but why is marijuana still in that category? Should it even be paneled for the pre and random?
Right. And I think the vast majority of employers, frankly, don't care that much about marijuana. I mean, they really right. just don't. And I don't think the public, I think that, you know, public opinion has changed drastically, obviously, yeah. on marijuana with the legalization of it for medicinal marijuana and also recreational marijuana. So for pre-employment, I think it's a valid thing to say, you know, we're just not testing for the marijuana panel, except if you have to. That's if the U.S. Department of Transportation, if they're a DOT driver, you're going to have to put marijuana in that panel because they test for that. But other than that, I don't see a significant reason why you have to test them pre-employment.
So what it sounds like with what you're saying with drivers is that there's a safety sensitive side of this where there's a zero tolerance policy. And then there are other industries where it may not be so relevant or even necessary to test for the drug.
Right. I mean, I'd say, yeah, obviously you're going to look at the position. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to make that decision, a business decision. Do we want to test for it or not? Unless you have to, like Patty said, for the Department of Transportation or some sort of federal contractor with some sort of obligation.
On the other side, I do think employers are nervous about it when it is any, even if it's not a DOT, they're nervous if they're driving that forklift and we didn't test them pre-employment for marijuana. And I get that. So I agree with Jeff and Jack, you as well, that you're going to look not only at the industry, you're going to look at the position. If I'm going to have someone doing a lot of driving, even it's not commercial driving, it's just, you know, they're a traveling salesperson.
They're driving the meat to and from different restaurant locations.
Yes, I'm going to maybe test them. I don't know.
Right. So essentially, having marijuana in your pre-employment testing, it narrows your pool of people to potentially to an unnecessary degree. You're limiting yourself in a way that isn't helpful to your industry. It's not protecting anybody if it's not relevant to the job that they're doing. So driving, absolutely, maybe you want to do it. But other jobs, you're going to be losing a lot of people that may be great candidates.
And that is why people are calling us saying, this is ridiculous. We're losing great talent just because 30 days
ago. A lot of talented stoners out there.
Yeah. And the other concern is that many of my clients are in states where, that are starting to make it illegal to test for off-duty use.
I saw that.
Lawful off-duty use. And so that is a concern, too, because they don't want to inadvertently be violating state laws. And so
right.
to me, I think it's actually easier to trend away from pre-employment testing. It okay. just is, unless you're required or if you're really concerned. Just so everyone knows, pre-employment testing is not required by law unless subject to some federal contract or federal regulation. And so this is really a business decision and your business risk. And then even if you're doing it, it's also your business decision if you take marijuana off the panel.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I thought it would be a legal thing, but it makes sense that it is just your at your discretion.
Mm-hmm. The next thing that people look at is random testing. Random cracks me up though, because a lot of people think, well, random means I saw that person looked impaired, so I said, you're randomly going to go get a test. That's not random.
It's random. Literally the opposite of random is what you just described.
Right. That sounds pretty specific.
Random is literally a lottery.
I've been randomly drug tested 6 times this month. I don't know what's going on.
I think random's ridiculous for most employers in the sense that they're small enough that the same people are getting tested every month.
Right.
But the whole point was the surprise element of a random test to see if mm-hmm. they're using. I get it.
It's the deterrent factor, right? We're going to deter the conduct.
Yeah, it's scary. You're always being watched. You could always get tested.
Yeah. I would take marijuana out of it. You can do random if that floats your boat, if that makes you feel comfortable, if it's a deterrent for you or if it's required in a contract.
Yeah.
But marijuana, you're going to get people that are engaging in off-duty conduct that's either lawful
right.
or that doesn't show impairment.
Well, and then because it's a company decision, you do have to be careful if you're in one of the states where that is protected, because then you could be sued by the person who's taking medical marijuana or recreational marijuana if you discipline them.
Right.
And it's not in line with the state law.
Right.
And that's a really good point, Jack. But on top of it all, I get calls from people like, okay, so we actually did it. Now we don't want to terminate them. I'm like, okay, well then lose the random.
Right.
If you're not going to discipline them, because otherwise, why have a policy that you're not willing to enforce? And so just remove it.
Yeah, you're just wasting your own time and money actually doing that kind of
yeah,
testing.
It's expensive.
The one you always should keep is a reasonable suspicion test for anything, alcohol, marijuana, heroin, anything.
Yes.
Right.
Because you want to make sure your workforce is safe, and that is testing impairment, where you reasonably believe someone is impaired by virtue of some substance, whether it be, you know, alcohol, marijuana. So that one should stay intact.
And is that if you are an employer or you're a coworker and you have reasonable suspicion, do you have to collect certain information or like document the suspicion you have in order to present the person with that drug test? How does that work?
We did have another episode, Sammy the Stoner from season 1, where we go into depth about the indicators of impairment, reasonable suspicion, when you're going to send someone off, especially with marijuana. Mm-hmm. But really, you have to have some basis. It's not a full investigation, but there has to be some basis that you believe that they're impaired. It's very low bar mm-hmm. just to send them for testing. But yeah, check out that other episode, as well as we have a webinar that's detailed on the different drug testing, reasonable suspicion, marijuana, alcohol. It goes through all sorts of different
okay.
drug types. So check that out as well.
We're not going to go into it here, and that's the truth. You heard it here, and you're going to hear it elsewhere more thoroughly.
You know, I'm going back to the employer side of it. You know, I get losing pre-employment. I get, and I agree with losing random. Got to keep reasonable suspicion. That's not yep. even negotiable.
Right.
And then also post-accident. If you truly are testing post-accidents because you believe there's a nexus between the cause of the accident and potential impairment, you got to test also for marijuana. Then that's really much like a reasonable suspicion test. So
yeah.
those are the two areas that you definitely should keep, in my opinion.
Yeah, those seem like they could be linked. If post-accident you would test somebody because there's also reasonable suspicion due to the nature of the accident or, mm-hmm. Yeah, just you know, something goes bad, something might have...
Now, you know, at the end of the day, employers can set a policy what they want, other than if there are in a specific state law, or, you know, regulating lawful off-duty conduct, but if they want to say that a positive test is if you have any detectable amount of marijuana in your system or alcohol, they may do so.
Right.
And even if you lawfully consumed it in another state, they can put that in there. If you're in Idaho, we don't care that you lawfully consumed it. We told you we have a zero tolerance policy for any marijuana. That is a lawful policy in the state of Idaho, for example.
Right.
But most employers who are calling me are trending toward, we want to just make sure our workplace is safe, and right. therefore we're going to stick to reasonable suspicion and post-accident testing.
Some companies I saw are actually advertising that they don't do random drug tests and they don't do pre-employment just as a little treat to get people to come in to come and work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you need to go that far.
Right.
But I've seen what Jack's talking about. I've had a couple clients say, we want to send out a memo because now we're cool. We weren't cool before, and now we want to show everyone we're cool. So
we're chill. We're not trying to get stressed out about this whole work thing. We are sitting back. We don't want you it looks like companies are going to have to look at their employee needs, what the demands of their company are, safety, potential hazards, and then evaluate that and then come up with a policy that's going to work best to retain, get talent, and keep people safe. Right. And also keep productivity up.
Right. If you're going to have any sort of drug testing policy, besides reasonable suspicion, you have to actually think about why you're doing it, what your goal is with that drug testing policy, pre-employment or random. Like, what's the purpose? What's the end game? Mm-hmm. Because really, especially with marijuana, there's not much value there, in my opinion. But you can do it.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it, and that's fine. But
you just may lose some good people.
Right, right. You're going to limit your employee pool. But I would look at it and assess it. Is it within our values? And that's fine. You have that business decision.
It is up to you.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Until it's not.
Until it's Department of Transportation.
Until it's actually fully illegal.
Then you have to.
So enjoy your day.
You know, obviously, we are here for review of policies, revisions, discussion of your risks, the state laws that are applying in your locations. So feel free to contact us.
And call me.
Don't eat the brownies.
Don't eat anything. I'm a terrible baker.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. And Jeff, do you have a SHRM code for us?
All right, so a couple things. We have a SHRM code, but before I give it to you, tomorrow is Giving Tuesday. And so it's this is a little side note, but it's a global giving event where nonprofits are fundraising for their various missions. And I also run a nonprofit, Guided Opportunities, and tomorrow we'll be fundraising for a school we work with in Honduras to help them build a new bathroom for the school. Does not have a bathroom right now. It's a serious problem. And so we're trying to raise money to have them build a bathroom, as well as any additional funds after we reach that goal will go to our after-school programs, free lunch, and clean water initiative with that school that we run throughout the year. So
great cause, Jeff.
I'll put the link in the bio so you can donate and just check us out. So now you can have your SHRM code, though, after you donate. No,
that's right.
The SHRM code is 24ZAEEZ. 24ZAEEZ. And we hope you have a mayhem free week.
And drug free.
And drug free.
All right.
And we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Managing Mayhem is presented by Management Northwest and Management Southwest and cannot be copied or rebroadcast without prior written consent. By listening to this podcast, you understand that we, or at least two of us, are lawyers, but we are not your lawyers. Therefore, nothing we say on the podcast should be taken as legal advice or considered to create an attorney-client relationship. It is solely